Goodbye, Children is the English title of a film made by Louis Malle, a French filmmaker. And he himself said of the film that it was one that he always wanted to make. It was, by and large, the story of his own childhood. The film begins on a cold January morning in France, and the year is 1944. Julian Quentin's mother prepares to see her son off on the train to his Catholic boarding school. Julian does not want to go and finds many reasons why he should not go. His mother pleads with him, and finally, reluctantly, the boy boards the train. And it's almost as if he has a premonition of the pain which is going to be sustained in due course. At school, the headmaster, who is a Roman Catholic priest, on the first day back, introduces a new boy to Julian's class. His name is John Bonney. And gradually, Julian and John, two boys, become friends. But there are some things about John which puzzle Julian. For example, when there is an air raid over France, they are all put into the shelter underground. They all gather there, but John does not join in the prayers, nor does he join when they say the Lord's Prayer in services, and nor does he, John, say anything of a religious nature, never goes to confession. And when Julian challenges him about this, John confesses, "I am a Protestant." The other boys call him a heretic. And one day in class, an envelope drops from John's school bag, and the boys grab it and pass it from hand to hand, and eventually it falls into Julian's hand, and it is from John's mother. And it's clear from the opening lines at which he managed to read before it was pulled out of his hand, it seemed clear that there was trouble at home. That night, in the dormitory, Julian awakens and is surprised to see John standing at his bedside praying. He's puzzled and curious as to who John Bonney really is. And next day, Julian's curiosity gets the better of him. He finds a time when John is engaged elsewhere, and he goes through John's belongings. In his locker, he finds a book. The inside cover has a name of the owner, and the name is not John Bonney. It is John Kippelstein. And the secret is clear. This young man is not a Protestant. He is a Jew. But he doesn't understand what it is to be a Jew, for he is still a child. And John's Jewishness does not stop Julian and he becoming friends, and that friendship growing. Their friendship survives even Julian's revelation that he had gone through John's locker and knows his real name. One day in the classroom, the priest put a map of Europe up on the wall. And the boys are able to see the progress of the Allied forces. And it's clear to them, with the help of the priests, to understand that the Germans are losing the war, that France will soon be free. Their jubilation at this does not last long, for through the door of the school comes Herr Müller, the local Gestapo officer, and he marches into John and Julian's classroom. "Is John Kippelstein in this class?" he asks. "There is no one of that name in the class," answers one of the boys. Herr Müller looks round the room, and his sharp eye catches Julian's glance across at his friend John. Müller goes up to John and says, "Your name is John Kippelstein." And the little boy could make no apology for that. And so Müller tells the boy, "Gather up your things, for you are coming with me." And he marched the child out of the classroom. And when the child is out of the classroom, Müller tells the class, and indeed the whole school, that the school is to be closed, and they have 2 hours to pack all their belongings. At the end of that time, they are lined up in the playground, and Herr Müller is in charge again. The priest in charge of the school, or who was in charge of the school, and John Kippelstein are marched out of the gate. And as he goes through the gate, the priest turns back and shouts, "Goodbye, children." And he gives, in these words, the title of the film which I've just been describing. And at this point in the film, a narrator tells how John Kippelstein died a month or two later, gassed in Auschwitz concentration camp. The whole theme of that film is described in the words which Linda read to us this morning from the letter to the Ephesians. Paul writes about the dividing wall of hostility. It's a good phrase, a dividing wall of hostility. And regrettably, the human race does not seem to have learned the lessons of the Holocaust and 6 million people destroyed. The dividing wall of hostility still separates people and adds to the millions who have been destroyed. You and I, we learn daily the bitter consequences of the reality of Israel and Palestine and of Gaza. We know the reality, for we see it on our television screens, of the Ukraine, of the Sudan, of many places in the Middle East. And even, I think it would be true to say that we see this hostility at times in those countries which we know as the United Kingdom. Goodbye, children. The name of the film whose story I've told. A child and a holy man go escorted out of the school gates. They go to their death. There is another death, in another way the story tells of the death of childlike innocence. Goodbye to children. Goodbye to naivety. Julian's eyes were rudely awakened to humanity's walls of division. However, we who are friends of Jesus, we must not despair. And there is hope. There is an example to follow. Paul, who speaks of the divisions, speaks also of Jesus' coming to break through and break down the dividing walls. Paul reminds the Christian community at Ephesus and elsewhere that Jesus came to teach us to love our neighbor as we love ourselves.